This next selection consists of just love. Please close your eyes and let the romance and power of love, comfort, beauty, peace.
I came first and foremost to say, hello.
Oh, what? Hello.
Hello?
Oh, what?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, what? Hello?
Dripping off the beat, kinda dripping off the meat grinder. Heat niner, pimping, stripping, for sweet minor.
It's just a piece of plastic. In a paper sleeve.
Nobody says I'd like to sit for 15 minutes not being able to communicate with a piece of plastic pressed up against my head.
I always thought the opera was just fat people fucking shouting.
Yeah? What do you think now?
I think the sound of a tenor in full passion reminds me of crying out at Italian soldiers when they had my bayonet inside them. Ever since my own death, I have been somewhat haunted by it. There, me. Instead of fighting these voices, I decided to write their songs down, you know, and turn them into an opera of my own. Do not like that. No, no. Were you not told that I have a condition?
Well, I was told, Alfie. Is that you have withdrawn, and that you spend your days alone, obsessing about opera singers.
Opera is not fucking singing, is it? It's not singing, it is the sound that people make before words. And I do not allow smoking because I do need to see fucking clearly. All right. What, do you sense weakness in his life?
Not a sense of weakness, no, Alfie.
What?
A certain knowledge of it. Since you've been sat here writing an opera, a member of your family has died. Charles Solomons, your uncle. You ran all the narcotics, bootlegging, prostitution, gambling syndicates out of East Boston. But last January, poor old Charlie, well, he was shot in the Cotton Club, in the lavatory, by men that you know, and yet you did nothing, Alfred.
Is called America. America is my fucking masterpiece.
The truth is, your uncle is dead. Boston is gone. And you, once the big man who ran Camden Town, now can't even extinguish another man's cigarettes. Let alone his fucking life. You need favours, Alfie.
I need a fucking final act, right? Just a final fucking act. For my opera. Yeah.
Alfie. I think I may have written your final act. Why don't you sit down and have a listen, eh?
Streets, I don't want to spoil my pub.
You'd shoot us like dogs?
No, I don't shoot dogs. I shoot fucking fascists. Mugs.
No. Not even that noble.
What are you trying to say? I'm about to sign over half a fucking Camden Town to you. It's part of the deal. Are you saying you're just gonna die in your bed?
I'm not gonna die in bed, Alfie. Who fucking dies in bed?
Good people die in their bed, don't you? Good people.
Good people, eh? Good people. And yet here we are, Alfie. After all this time, just you and me.
Expressing it to someone who gives a fuck. Or perhaps to somebody who is being paid to pretend to have to. Like a fucking nurse. Or a priest. Someone. And as for death, speaking as someone who has been dead for a number of years, I can only heartily recommend it.
Well, Alfie.
Dogs are okay. Horses are better than people.
There's work here for the man who knows horses.
Unknown. I want to remain completely unknown.
Well, you'd be in the right place for that as well. No one knows anyone here.
Thomas. We do so hate to be indiscreet, but we have told you many times, if you were to seek power in these days of shiny magazines and society photographs, sooner or later you will have to find a spouse who is more suitable. A woman with Lizzie's past and personal history really isn't suitable. She doesn't deserve you, Mr. Shelby.
You know, the thing is, Mosley, you're right. You're right, she doesn't deserve me. She doesn't deserve what I am. She doesn't deserve what I will become.
What will you become?
Truth is, I belong here at this table with fuckers like you. She doesn't. But all I try to hide it. I'm just one of you. Could there be a sadder ending, right?
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the tracks where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires, in the humming wires. Hey man, you know you're never coming back. Past the square, the bridge, past the mills and the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coupe with a red right hand.
I'm here on behalf of your wife, Gina, and Jack Nelson. Mr. Nelson's prepared to get you out of here. But first he needs an answer to a question. If the answer is yes, you'll be released. If the answer is no, you'll stay.
I've consulted my mother.
Your mother's dead.
Nevertheless, I've consulted her. And yes, when I'm released, it is my intention to kill Tommy Shelby.
He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, a guru. And they're whispering his name through the disappearing land. But hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't have no money. Well, he gets you some. You don't have no car. He gets you one.
Thank you. Soldat le coq sur la breloque. Soldat le coq sur la breloque. Soldat le coq sur la breloque. Soldat bonheur, soldat malheur, soldat usé.
I know, it's musical.
So svelte.
I'm dead! Dead!
No.